Joining me in the studio this morning from McDonough District Hospital, we do have Vice President of Business Strategy, Mr. Pat Osterman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And with us, Bill Murdoch. He is the CEO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Always good to be here, Vanessa.
Yeah, lots of good updates. And Pat, you're still number one in your bracket division, so congratulations.
Still early. There's still a lot of games to be played yet.
Anybody you're pulling for?
Oh, I got to go with my alma mater, Gonzaga.
There you go.
You know, I got to root for them. It's going to be a tough road moving forward. But I also grew up an Iowa State fan, so I know they got a big game with Illinois coming up. But there's going to be some exciting games this weekend.
Yes. And Gonzaga, I didn't realize you went to Gonzaga. That's out in Washington?
Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Yep, that's where I went to grad school.
Nice. And was basketball just a hip thing back then?
I like to say I was out there before they got famous. They were good, but they weren't to the level where they're at right now. But I really couldn't say enough about the time I had out there, all the great people. Mark Few was out there. He was the number two assistant coach at that time. Just great people. I still talk with a couple of them every now and then, catch up. But, yeah, it's been exciting to watch their run, not just this year, but, the last 25 years and now 9 straight years making the Sweet 16.
Put them on the map. Aren't they leaving their conference?
You know, there's been talk about that. I hope they stay where they're at. But
I had a feeling they were going to the Big 12 or something.
Yeah, there's been rumors about that. But as you know, this day in college athletics, money talks. So you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
You aren't kidding there. And I think Gonzaga plays Purdue?
They do play Purdue, yes.
Ooh, toughy.
It is going to be a tough one.
They looked really good yesterday, didn't they?
They did. It's not going to be an easy road. But that's part of March Madness. That's the fun of it.
Yes. And Bill, you got a team in the fight?
I do. Well, actually, two. Purdue and Illinois. Our oldest son went to Purdue, so I have to support them. And then our youngest daughter is going to the University of Illinois right now. So we're pulling for Illinois at the same time. Both Big Ten, right?
Both Big Ten.
All right.
Well, good luck to both of you. And it is fun just to have this excitement in March.
Yes, it is. Very exciting time.
Yeah. How are things at MDH? Exciting time there?
Yeah, a lot of things going on. We've, as you know, I'm the interim CEO, been in that role for about 3 months now. The board has formed an administrative committee to start the permanent CEO search here. We should know a little bit more by the end of this week what direction they're going there. Also, they formed a employee advocacy committee as well to have a voice right to the board with any concerns that they might have. Since I'm in the interim role, I moved up my controller, Sherry Hitchcock, to the interim CFO role. She's doing a great job in that position. And then in the controller role, which where Sherry came from, we promoted Alexis Von Holt into that role. So we've kind of got the finance side covered at MDH with stellar people that are will continue to take the organization to the next level.
You know, it's interesting. There's a philosophy in sports that applies to business, and that is the team. So you start with that forming of the team, and then you get the storming of the team. Then you get the norming and then the performing. How are you going to look at your team at McDonough District Hospital as the interim CEO and really take that to the next level of teamwork?
Well, we're really trying to do a shift in culture with collaboration and partnerships and all that. Succession planning is also important, kind of very similar to what I did on the finance piece. You know, try to prep your replacement, I guess. So we're doing a lot with that right now. We're restructuring some positions to better prepare the organization for the future and to prepare those individuals for future leadership roles as well.
Okay, good for you. All right, what else is going on?
Well, it's obviously still March. We were just talking about March Madness, but Colorectal Cancer Month, Colorectal Cancer Awareness. One thing we are doing, the free test kits. In fact, I just dropped some off at our MDH Monmouth Clinic before coming over here to the radio station. So those are available to get picked up. So any individual can come pick up a test kit. Just follow the instructions. You can mail that back. The MDH Laboratory and MDH Outreach, we're actually doing those tests for free, so no cost to the individuals. And it's just a easy, free screening tool to test for any possible presence of colorectal cancer. If there were to be anything to get flagged, your primary care provider is going to know, and they will help you during that process. But just so you know, as far as colonoscopies are concerned, we do have two of our surgeons, Dr. Laura Peck, Dr. Olivia White, but we also have gastrointestinal specialist, Dr. Tim Biagini with Springfield Clinic. They're all able to perform colonoscopies. They all do them right there in the surgery wing at MDH, outpatient procedure, couple hours, you're out. I think I saw, what was it the other day, Vanessa, that colorectal cancer is now like number two in the country as far as cancer getting diagnosed. This is something that, as we say with breast cancer awareness, it's more than just October. It's more than just March for colorectal cancer awareness. This is something you ought to be doing all 12 months, but this is just a great opportunity, free screening. Pick up a test kit, no cost to you.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. We know people currently going through this battle with colorectal cancer. We've lost people to colorectal cancer. This free test kit is a non-invasive way to be able to give you some peace of mind, or for you to be able to be preventive and be on top of this in case you do have signs or symptoms of colorectal cancer.
Yeah, catch it early, and then we can get, you know, work to get that taken care of.
Yes. Okay, free test kits. What do you have to do? Just go over to the...
Yeah, just stop over to the MDH Monmouth Clinic and ask to pick up one Monday through Friday. You could even do it when the convenience clinic is not in session. So really, if you look at 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, you can go pick up a test kit.
Okay, sounds good. What else do you guys have this morning?
Our VP of the foundation is retiring, Becky Paulson, and we're looking to replace her position as well here. Also, we got the retail pharmacy that's scheduled to be completed here the first part of June. That's on budget and on time. It will not open, however, till sometime in the fall once we get through inspections and certifications and all those avenues before we get that open. We have hired an additional pharmacist right now to staff that clinic, store, I'm sorry. And then we're also looking to hire two more pharmacists for the retail pharmacy as well. So got a lot of personnel issues we're working on to ramp up and get that operation up and going.
Is it hard to find pharmacists right now?
Not really.
Okay.
They're out there. And what we're finding is that they're really excited to join us because it's not the grinding in of the major retail chains and the dynamics they put them through. So they're wanting a different change of pace.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. What are you going to offer at the pharmacy? What are the hours? How is that going to work?
Do you know, Pat?
Still working on some of the hours issues, but the goal is 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and what those 12 hours will be, you know, still kind of, taking a look at that dynamic, but we did hire, I think we mentioned this last time we were on, Vanessa, new community pharmacy director, Nicole DeZuba. She and her husband came up from Florida, and she's really hit the ground running, helping with the operations, getting there, you know, working on staffing hires like Bill just mentioned. But once we start getting, as we're going through the construction process, working with that, you know, getting everything fine-tuned, and then when that's ready, now really a lot of the work's going to begin because, as we said, you can't really take possession and open up until you get that state inspection, and it's state of Illinois. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a quick process, but during this time frame that from when the construction's done to when we open, it's going to be a lot of work to get done. You know, it's just making sure we get everything stocked, make sure you got everything in place, and a lot of outreach too, going to talk to the primary care providers, not just in Macomb, but throughout McDonough County in this region, just to inform providers, hey, we've got this pharmacy. If you're in Macomb, it's a convenient way for your patients to come and pick up their medicines.
Well, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week is key right there. Well,
yeah, we should capture a lot of patients coming out of the offices, you know, needing a script. You know, we can catch all that. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay, looking forward to that opening in the fall.
Yep, and then also patients coming out of the emergency room, if they need to get a full prescription, especially on the weekends, that's why you want to try and shoot for those 12 hours a day, seven days a week, just to make sure you take care of all your patients.
Take care of all of them, absolutely. Okay, what else is going on?
Well, I think we need to give a shout out because March 30 on Saturday, National Doctors Day. So we want to make sure we give a shout out to not only all the MDH docs, but all the physicians here and throughout West Central Illinois. Just a way to say thank you for all you do. Thank you for your patient's care. You know, patient care, I know, for all physicians. That's first and foremost. You know, we couldn't do what we do without the physicians. So we just want to say thank you. And as we said, National Doctors Day, March 30.
Okay. Bill, anything else that you want to share with folks this morning?
Well, just give a shout out to the Monmouth Clinic. Pat mentioned a little bit about it. We've been here over a year now up in the community here. Volumes continue to increase. The rehab piece of it is just going great guns right now. They're doing a wonderful job. It's just we couldn't be happier with the clinic up here.
Good. Glad to have you both here and glad to have the clinic here as well.
Well, and one other thing too, Vanessa, if the weather ever starts warming up, or you mentioned about spring sports, you know, people actually being able to get outside, is pickleball pretty popular up here?
Very.
All right. So here's the thing. If you have an injury while playing pickleball, go to the MDH Monmouth Clinic. You can get a free screening with our physical therapists. We're actually finding out that's actually becoming pretty common around the country, pickleball injuries.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure if you're playing pickleball, if you get injured, you can call up, get a free screening with our physical therapists, not only here in Monmouth, but down in Macomb as well.
Yeah, it's grown with people over 50, so hence the injuries.
I got to be careful if I play to make sure
I'm trying to picture what a pickleball injury looks like.
Bending down to pick up the ball.
Probably.
I'm thinking back. It could be hamstring. It could be knee. You name it.
Ankle.
Elbow.
Literally just bending over to pick up
probably
something and then man down.
Yeah, right.
That's what happens, right? Or woman down. Either way. Yeah, it's, we think we can play forever, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. This didn't happen, but all right. All right, guys, have a wonderful spring. I'll see you again next month.
All right.
Well, thank you for having us.
Bill Murdoch with us. He's the interim CEO, and Pat Osterman, Vice President of Business Strategy from McDonough District Hospital. Reminder, it is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Free test kits now available at the clinic here in Montana.